USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration met with House members to discuss the killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. Virginia Democrat Jerry Connolly.
My reaction to this briefing was it was sophomoric and utterly unconvincing.
Reaction to the briefing came down along party lines with some notable exceptions. Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah.
What I found so distressing about that briefing was that one of the messages we received from the briefers was do not debate, do not discuss the issue of the appropriateness of further military intervention against Iran.
Lee says he will support the Democratic-sponsored but largely symbolic resolution to limit the president's military action against Iran.
I'm not going to support it. I walked into the briefing undecided. I walked out decided, specifically because of what happened in that briefing.
This is USA Radio News.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's been a day of mourning across Canada. Of the 176 people killed in the Ukrainian Airlines crash in Tehran on Tuesday, 63 of them were Canadian. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says 138 of the passengers were bound for Canada.
I want to express my deepest condolences to those who are mourning the loss of a loved one. Your loss is indescribable. This is a heartbreaking tragedy.
Ukrainian officials originally blamed mechanical troubles on the crash, but now have backed off that claim. Just as Puerto Rico started to try to recover from Tuesday's 6.4 magnitude earthquake, the island was rocked with a 4.7 aftershock. More than a quarter of a million Puerto Ricans are still without water, and another 500,000 are still without power. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 161 points, the S&P 500 up 16, and the NASDAQ up 60. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Two White House candidates are spending big dollars on Super Bowl commercials. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The re-election campaign for President Trump announcing that it's purchased an ad slot during Super Bowl 2020 that will run early in the game. Shortly before that announcement, there was a report in the New York Times that Michael Bloomberg's presidential campaign had secured a 60-second ad to air nationally during the telecast, though it was not clear when during the game Bloomberg's ad might air. The Super Bowl ad time, 60 seconds each, likely costing the campaigns about $10 million an ad. In 2008, Barack Obama's campaign aired a spot. It didn't run nationally, but only in 24 targeted local markets, as Obama was seeking the Democratic nomination. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
ABC has announced the comedy Modern Family will air its series finale after 11 seasons on April 8th. The series, following the extended Pritchett Dunphy clan, was an immediate sensation when it debuted in 2009. Modern Family holds the record with Frasier of 5 consecutive Emmy Awards as television's best comedy. According to ABC, at this time, there are no spin-offs planned involving any of the members of the large cast. Remember, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.